Nigel Ferry, Secretary of the Donegal League. During the week, there was a consultation workshop between the FAI and the local leagues here. On the agenda, I suppose, the thing that everybody's talking about, the prospect of returning to a season that is reflective of the League of Ireland season, a summer-based season. What exactly was the situation and where are we at now?
This was the second meeting. They came up in July and met with us, Chris. They were back up now for the second meeting, the Thursday night last. And they're telling us it's a consultation process and that there's nothing actually done and dusted yet. But that's not the way it came across now at the meeting. It seemed very much that it was a fait accompli. And they seem to have this 3-year plan, well, a 12-year plan that suddenly developed into a 3-year plan, and that calendar football was first and foremost, and one of the main aims was to standardise everything as soon as they could. So the overwhelming feeling at the meeting was that it was, you know, negative against it. Anybody that spoke, I think there was only one person, I don't know if he's speaking on his own behalf or his club's behalf, that was in any way in favour of it. The rest were overwhelmingly, you know, seen the difficulties. We've highlighted the difficulties to the FAI that we think exist up here, and we're just hoping that they'll take those thoughts on board, you know, going forward.
And the rationale is partly tied in with the whole League of Ireland and the pathway and the setup, and League of Ireland clubs now have all underage clubs, and there's a women's league. And then when it comes to European football, the feeling is we'll do a little bit better in Europe if we're in that sort of season that runs from February to November. But as you said, here in Donegal, it's a little bit different. And other leagues, the Mayo League as well, has been shown some opposition.
Yeah, well, that point was made. That point was made the last night. You know, and all the junior and adult football in the outside of the League of Ireland, there's only one league in the country actually play in the summer season, if you like to call it, and that's the Mayo League. It's working for them. But the other counties in Ireland tried it. Some of them tried it, you know, and also Senior League here themselves tried it and reverted back to other ways as well. It just doesn't. I don't think it works as well. And we tried to outline our main concerns, and them being referees. We would have a serious issue in providing referees cover for all the games that they're chatting about doing there in the summer months. Now, they kept saying it was a calendar year and you could play whenever you want, but in effect, it's easy saying that. In effect, you would be looking at from March until September, October of condensing all, because there's not much happening in January, February, there's not much happening in November, December. So you're trying to condense every level of football you have in the county into a space of 8 months. Throw in summer holidays, throw in other sports going on during the summer months, exams and so on, and it's not that easy, you know, to put that amount of football, we believe, on at that time, and that they were our main concerns.
And for some clubs, could this be the difference between having football and not?
Very much so, and that point was made very, very clearly the last night as well. And again, we're hoping that the FAI will take that on board. If their mantra is football for all, then that football for all should be for clubs like Fintown Harps and others who have made it quite clear that if it goes down this road, that they will cease to exist. And we as a league over the last number of years have trying to expand our league. We have a third division in the Saturday, playing Saturday football now for the first time. There's more interest in other clubs looking to join our league next year. So we're 41 clubs, and 80%, we've done a little survey there, 80% of those clubs have only one pitch. They just don't have the facilities to provide the amount of football that the FAI are talking about providing on one pitch. And it's left to the same people to mark out these pitches, to line them, the volunteers to coach teams and so on. And it seems to be that we're trying to load that burden onto the same people at the same time of the year. And it's just, you know, it was made very, very clear the last night in the meeting. Anybody's, you know, if they take anything on board and listen to the feeling in the room, it was very, very evident from the feeling in that room that there was major concerns about calendar football in Donegal here.
And it's ironic in some ways that, you know, you could argue that junior football has probably never been as strong in the county. You've had an expansion, as you mentioned, of the Saturday League, cup competitions, the national competitions, Donegal going well here today, Oscar Traynor, Donegal League now through, and no doubt they'll give a good account of themselves. There's a lot that is actually right in junior soccer here in Donegal.
Well, we would like to think so, Chris. We would like to think so. I mean, if you look at it in two strands, as far as, you know, first and foremost, the standard of football has definitely improved by us getting the teams that came back from the Ulster Senior League, has definitely increased the standard of our Premier Division, and indeed our First Division has got a lot stronger than what it was in a number of years. And secondly, if you look at the, you know, if it's football for all and you're trying to expand football for as many people as you can in the country and in the county, we believe that ourselves and Inishowen are doing that. We're increasing our numbers. We're getting more people out playing football. And that should count for something. I mean, if it's football for all, okay, it's important to make sure that your standard is good, but it's also important to provide sport, especially in the current climate. It's important to provide sport for adults who want to play, and by we think what we're doing is giving as many people as we think or as many people as we can the opportunity to play adult football during the summer, during the for the Donegal League.
Two final questions. One, in terms of the time frame, what happens next? And two, could the Donegal League operate out of kilter with the rest of the country?
It's hard to know. You wouldn't want to go down that road, Chris, to be honest. You know, but there is a feeling there among clubs that, you know, anger, maybe this being forced upon us, even though they'll say the last night that we're not forced into anything at all upon us. We ask the question as to why we do need this, you know, one shoe for one thing fits all. What's wrong with the way it's going? Why could it not be left as it is? It seems to be working okay everywhere. And there's general frustration among grassroots people in the county as there seems to be this gun being put to our head that, you know, you have to go down this road. And I would hope that the FAI would have taken on board that feeling the last night and say, well, okay, it's working here, it's doing okay, and continue with it.
And looking at, you know, next season, nothing's going to happen next season. I mean, we are talking about maybe a couple of years down the track.
Yeah, as I said, we were shown what was supposed to be a 12-year plan, and then all of a sudden they concentrated in on the first 3 years of that plan, and that was calendar football and the structure. Now, don't get me wrong, there was an awful lot of very positive things, a lot of good things in this plan that they're trying to put forward. The one stickling issue with most people in the room seemed to be around calendar football. And the question was asked to them, you know, it seems to be that it's maybe the registration period is the one that's causing the concern for the FAI. They're trying to get everybody into the one registration period so you don't have two overlapping seasons. And I can understand, yeah, to an extent why that's, you know, a concern to them. But it shouldn't be, you know, just doing this massive change just to suit some kind of registration process or a piece of computer software that dictates that you should just have one registration period. They maybe should look at the bigger picture and say, like, you know, what's good for sport? How's it working in Donegal? And we think ourselves that it is working well up here, and if it's not broke, we feel why, you know, you don't need to fix it.
And is there any more talk on a sort of a third tier of the League of Ireland structure that will have something sort of below the First Division or a regionalised level maybe that takes in intermediate?
Yeah, I think so. That was mentioned the last night as well. And again, that would be a positive structure. There's absolutely no issues whatsoever with that. That looks like it's coming down the line and it will happen. And that probably will enhance and it'll benefit, you know, your League of Ireland, First Division, Second Division. If a third tier comes in, it'll be more than likely regionalised. And you will have a progression there from one to the other. That's something that they probably will. And there was absolutely no objection whatsoever to that. It's just the timing of it was the main issue, what we felt from the meeting the last night. But definitely a third, you know, a pyramid structure, as they were saying themselves, is probably the way to go. Now, do they have to be played in season? You know, I'm sure there's something they could work out some way that it suits everything.